You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we have a Beefalo update.
Yeah, for those that don't remember the Beefalo.
I've been following this story since August it came out, and it is in a bad year. It's kind of a glimmer of hope.
Is it, though? Or is it just another, it's just another sign, really?
Okay, maybe it is another sign.
The Beefalo is that genetically modified cattle.
Yeah, so it's a mix between a cattle and a bison.
Yeah, so a cow and a bison.
It's called a Beefalo. I think it's got a scientific name, but that's kind of for the unscientific folk.
Beefalo works for us.
It's called as a Beefalo, and it was on its way to the abattoir back in August.
Yes, that's right.
The deed was about to happen.
Ooh.
However, on its way, it managed to escape, and since August, no one has been able to capture this Beefalo. It's just been roaming around. This is in Connecticut in America, and no one has been able to recapture the Beefalo.
That's right, yeah. It's like Jason Bourne, Jason Beef.
So much so that they even set up traps and, like, put motion sensor cameras on it, and they've captured footage of the Beefalo going near the traps, kind of sussing it out because there's obviously food there, and then deciding, no, this seems a bit dodgy, and leaving. And it's become, like, this mythical thing, like, people have taken pictures of, oh, could that be the head of the Beefalo?
Oh, my goodness.
Could that, there's a tail over there. Is that the butt of a Beefalo?
Loch Ness Monster, effectively,
it's becoming,
right?
That.
Yeah.
It's becoming that.
Never genetically modify, like, things that could outsmart you.
Well, this has been on the run since August, just in the bushland in Connecticut, in a place called Plymouth in Connecticut.
Okay.
And we have a new update. There's been multiple sightings, and the Beefalo now has a name.
Oh, that's awesome.
It has been given its own name, dubbed name by the public.
Is it Barry?
You're not far off. Any other guesses?
All right.
It starts with a B. I'll give you that.
Okay. Baz?
No.
Ben?
No.
Bill?
You're just going through every B name you know.
It's ballpark. It's going to be around there somewhere.
Yeah. Think of that Will Ferrell movie where he played an elf. What was his character's name?
Oh, hell. That's not my ballpark at all.
Buddy!
Oh, Buddy.
Buddy the Beefalo.
Oh, nice.
As it has now been known, is still on the run.
I can see a Budweiser contract coming his way.
Yes, if they can get near enough to it.
He'll be endorsing beverages on Instagram before you know it.
Imagine that, if the police can't get to this Beefalo to capture it, but corporate money can.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Hi, I'm Buddy the Beefalo, and I drink Budweiser.
When I'm on the run from the law, I drink Budweiser. Always responsibly, obviously.
Clearly.
But yes, Simo, it is still on the run, and I will continue to monitor this story until we have an ending or I forget.
Bring us the best of Buddy the Beefalo, please.
I will. I will be. Whenever you want Buddy the Beefalo news, I am your man.
Beefalo correspondent.
That's what's going on my LinkedIn.
Simo and Jordan.
On to breakups.
Yes.
Okay, now I've been through them. Have you ever lost any property, had it burnt or like thrown off a balcony or anything like that?
Not during a breakup.
Other occasions.
Yes, though we shall not go into in this time slot.
So I've definitely had that. I've got stuff that I've never seen again.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of books, a couple of various clothing,
which
never ever seen from again. What about yourself?
Well, was it the books and the clothing that's, let's face it, you're probably not too bothered that you're never going to see them again?
No, I would have liked to have kept them, but, you know,
because
it's not really the dumb thing, is it?
Because I think in some relationship I've left some clothes there and I'm happy for them not to be in my life anymore.
They're probably in goodwill, I imagine.
Yeah, I assume so.
The reason I bring it up is because one gentleman has decided to sell his ex-girlfriend's stuff online. Now, you've bought and sold. You're an online trader.
I am. That's one way of putting it.
Yeah. So you have to, like, list You have to list the items, don't you?
Well, yeah, so it's depending on, you know, what website you use, you have to kind of take pictures of it and, you know, make an advert and say, this is how much I want for it.
Hmm. Do you have to put, like, how many times, like, a bit more detail? Is there, like, an area where you can go into a bit of an expanded description? Yeah.
I should explain, Simo has never bought anything online ever before.
That's
this
right.
whole online shopping thing blows your mind.
It's a little... Well, you know, you just don't know where it's coming from, do you?
Well, yes, there is a bit where you write a description about
right.
it. I mean,
okay.
you don't have to. You can write as much or as little as you want, but I mean... If you're going to hand over your hard-earned money, you're going to want a bit of a description.
Right,
know?
Which brings us to one particular item that this gentleman is selling.
Right.
It's a Jimmy Choo handbag. Now, I'm not familiar.
Nor am I.
But
it does sound... It sounds either very expensive or something Thomas the Tank Engine would have, and I can't work out which one.
Well, news is apparently fake, and I have the description of how he's selling it. He's put it up there for $20.
Okay,
so I don't know.
I feel like that's a typical guy thing, just not knowing how much this is worth. Oh, yeah, chuck $20. Yeah, that'll do.
I don't know if he's still harbouring some ill feelings. But this is what the description of the item is.
Right, well, if you read the description, I'll you know, have a think and let you know whether he is harbouring some ill feelings.
Please do.
Okay.
All right. Selling my ex-girlfriend's fake Jimmy Choo handbag. It matched her persona quite well. Fake and leathery. Mm. What with her excessive tanning and surgically enhanced chest? At first glance, they both looked like the real deal. But once you look closely, it becomes apparent there were traits that aren't all that nice, and bits that weren't quite in the right place, and a strange smell. The bag is empty, much like her soul. It doesn't matter how much you love it and wish it were real, you're just going to wake up each morning and know you've ended up with a cheap imitation.
Okay, now I'm not Sherlock Holmes, but I would have a bet that yes, this guy is holding some ill feelings about the ex-woman in his life.
You reckon?
Yeah.
What tipped you off?
Oh, you know, just the first line when it says, what, fake and leathery.
Yeah, that was probably the clincher, wasn't it, really early on?
I mean, yeah.
Really early in.
It sets the tone really early. We know where this is headed.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I'm not going to lie, I'm slightly worried about where this next one's going to go.
I'm excited.
A survey of almost 3,000 men and women have been done.
Okay.
On how often they change their underwear.
Oh, all right.
Now I'm gonna say I change mine every day.
Yes,
Simo. If you would like to say what you do,
yeah, I change it every day.
Okay,
but does it say anything about whether or not it's clean?
Well, when you say change, it assume you mean clean.
No, I got a rotation system.
Does part of that rotation involve going through the washing machine
where
it rotates several thousand times around and around in hot, soapy water?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
All of that.
Simo, 22% of blokes, males, have admitted they don't change their undies every day.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
22%.
Yeah, that's... So, what's your problem?
22%. Well, okay, so 22% admit that they don't change their undies every day. 20% admit that their undies will be worn for more than 5 days straight before changing.
So, wait, are we still on which gender now?
Males.
Males.
So, 22% admit that they will wear their undies for multiple days.
Yeah.
20%, so only 2% different, but 20% will admit that they wear it for more than 5 days.
Whoa. All I'm hoping is that 20% and the percent that are wearing repeat, doing repeat business.
Yeah.
I really hope that they're in gigs that aren't strenuous. Like, I hope they're not tradies. I hope we're dealing with the white collar workers that just have a bit of laziness about them, because they're more likely to not be soiled.
I really hope they've stocked up on Lynx Africa as well.
That's true.
Although, actually, I don't know what would smell better, undies after 5 days or that.
Yeah. So, what was the percentage that do more than five?
20% of males surveyed say they do more than 5 days.
In a row?
Yes.
That's nuts.
I know. There's a joke there, but I'm just going to leave it. Women don't fare much better.
Yep. Okay.
I can feel every woman in my life judging me as a male.
Here we go. Right.
But 18% of women admit that they will re-wear their underwear day after day.
Okay.
But only 7% admit that they would wear it for more than 5 days.
Yeah, no, they're not likely to leave things festering. They don't do that.
Mm.
They're not likely to
I feel blokes are lazier.
Well, yeah, there's that, but also I think they guilt trip themselves. Yeah. We're free from that. We don't have our own mind games.
Do you ever do the thing where if you're out and about or whatever, or you're staying night somewhere and you don't have a clean pair of underwear, do you ever do that thing where you just turn it inside out and wear it like that?
No, I've been known to free ball.
That's not a good image.
But as I've gotten older, I've found that it's much more difficult. Like, you don't have as much support.
How old are you? You're not in your 90s.
Yeah, but...
You're in your late 20s.
It'll happen to you, Jordan. Don't you worry.
No, but no, I didn't think for another 60 years.
You're speaking to a man of experience.
I don't want
to
know. I feel it. See, this is why I said I was worried about where this would go.
Absolutely. But yeah, no.
And we have gone there. We have gone to where I did not want to venture.
Well, that's it. Well, venturing is the final frontier. So you've done the inside out. That's weirder for me.
No. I've never done the inside out because I don't. Because apparently...
You have to walk backwards everywhere.
I mean, no, you don't. But again, the survey did this, and 76% of men have done the just wear their underwear inside out, and they claim that makes it cleaner and that's better.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah, they're not scientists.
Yeah, 69% of women have said they've done the same thing and have a cleaner feeling.
Right. Well, okay. Do you ever have an emergency pair? I've never really done that either.
No.
I think that's what some people have. Like, they have them stashed.
Why do you've got underwear stashed around your house? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they'll have stuff not around the house.
You'll open the fridge, Simo, why are your undies next to the milk again?
Yeah.
Just emergency pair. You never know when you might need a spare pair of undies.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, that's the thing. They've got the stashes, like at mates' places or whatever.
You've got undies stashed at a mate's place?
Well, I've got clothes, like just generic. Like, they're probably in there as well.
Change your undies.
Do you remember that day in the studio in the office here where I had a pair of jocks just sitting in the office at one point?
Was it? I thought it was socks.
No, there was a sock there, but there was definitely... Maybe you didn't notice.
I mean, something did smell quite bad.
No, don't be like that.
Why did you take your underwear off at work?
No, it was the
Hang on. Do you have a stash of underwear somewhere in this studio?
No, it's the gym bag.
Oh, okay.
You've got to be careful.
Yeah.
So there you go. That proves that I do. I probably do. I'm overkill. I'm doing two a day.
You know what? That's good, I reckon.
Simo and Jordan.
And cats and kittens.
Mm-hmm.
You're neither a pet man. Dogs or cats, though? Are you more favourable?
Cats are less loud.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so if I had to have one, I'd have a cat. But as has been discussed many times on this show, Simo, I'm not a pet fan. Never had one, no real desire to have one at any point in my life.
What he's saying is he hates animals.
Yes, pretty much.
Now, we've already spoken on the show today about my fear of shopping online.
Yes.
Which brings us to a French couple who got hold of a pet. They bought it online.
Can you buy pets online?
Apparently. Maybe in France. Pablo La France.
I mean, admittedly, I am an advocate for online shopping. I wouldn't buy a pet online, though.
Because, I think you've sensed maybe what their issue is. So they...
Well, I mean, I'm sensing several issues.
So the French couple, they purchased an exotic Savannah cat online.
Okay.
Right? And...
So many red flags.
What? What's red? What are you worried about?
Oh, buying a cat online.
What?
What? An exotic Savannah cat?
Yeah, it's an exotic cat as well.
I mean, the animal's welfare, that's a bit of a red flag to assume that
it's
hopefully all
good.
Well,
I assume it's just a cat and maybe they, adopted it.
Yeah.
Because, you can see photos of cats online.
Yeah, but you can Google image search cats. Doesn't mean you can buy them.
Yeah, but if you're buying other stuff online, I'm not surprised that you can adopt pets online. Surely you can't be that surprised.
I kind of am, though.
Yeah, all right.
That they would just deliver it in the post.
You know that there's like a pet Tinder where you can match with pets that you want to adopt. Like, you can swipe left and right. Can't remember what it's called. I had it for as a bit of a laugh one day. But yeah.
Okay, well,
it's the doable thing.
Make sure you don't get the actual Tinder and that confused, because that could lead to many awkward situations.
Yeah, I'm looking for a...
Go to a bar with a girl. Hi, can I adopt you?
Look, I'll feed you every day.
Actually, that sounds pretty good. Someone could adopt me. That would be brilliant.
So they purchased this cat for $7,000.
Okay.
$7,000, but after about a week of care, they noticed something odd about their cat.
So this is this French couple that bought a cat online.
Yes. Okay. They bought a cat online for around $7,000. They noticed something was a bit odd after a week.
That it wasn't a cat. They'd actually bought a crocodile.
What they'd actually purchased, you're not far off, it was a endangered species, a Sumatran tiger.
They bought a tiger?
They bought a tiger cub by accident. So they thought they responded to an online ad about adopting a kitten.
Yeah.
And in fact got sent a tiger cub.
Technically, I think a tiger is a cat.
Yeah, technically.
So technically the seller...
You reckon it's ballpark?
Well, that aspect isn't at fault. It's probably at fault in many other ways.
So the cat that they wanted was supposed to come from Africa. It's like an African domestic cat breed.
Yeah.
This thing came from Indonesia. And
is a tiger.
Well,
so did they? So this French couple, are they saying that they accidentally bought this online, or they didn't get what they wanted?
They didn't know what the hell was going on.
Maybe to call me crazy, and maybe I'm putting two and two together when they don't go.
Yeah,
but maybe this French couple bought the tiger deliberately because, well, Simo, what happened a couple of months ago? A documentary, in quotes, a documentary about a guy who owned a lot of tigers.
Very true.
Went super viral, and now all of the Carol Baskin or whatever her name is, she's like a worldwide celebrity.
Very true.
Maybe they thought, hang on a minute.
This is how we'll go about it.
We could become the French Tiger King.
Yeah.
And then I will have my own Netflix documentary. And actually, no, I think the actual guy's in jail at the moment. But
population density in France, quite thick, very thick. Right, so which means they're probably renting, which means you have to come to an agreement about pets with your homeowner. I assume maybe they got permission for the cat. It's probably you're probably allowed to have a dog. Maybe I assume tiger is probably not on the lease.
Well, they could say, yeah, you never said I couldn't have a tiger. you never specified that I couldn't have a tiger. Too bad.
It was explicit. It's also worth mentioning that these two self-reported to the authorities.
Okay.
That this was obviously a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then the authorities arrested them. For doing the right thing, that's what you get.
And the tiger has been...
Yeah, that's taken care of.
Tiger's also in handcuffs in the back of a...
No, they're all taken care of. And also they arrested them to begin with, but they've since let them go.
Okay.
Because they had not a clue what they were doing.
Don't buy tigers online.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
Like, get a pop-up blocker.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, maybe just cancel the eBay subscription as well.
Get a pop-up blocker and check your lease.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Now it's time for How Good Is That?
How good is that?
Baby, how you feeling?
Yes, Simo, how good is that? We've got an item here. We have to try and work out whether it's good or whether it's bad. If we agree on it, the week will be brilliant and we can go forth and be happy. If we disagree, bad stuff's going
to
happen.
Welcome to the war. All right, here it is for Monday.
Bushwalking. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah.
Nah, like once. Like, I'm never going to do the same walk twice.
I've done the same walk twice.
Why? It's already been there.
Yeah, true, but still.
You're not going to see anything new.
I like that as well. It's a yes or a no, and we both kind of went in the middle.
Yeah, no.
As a bit of a, eh. I mean, there's not a category that we can choose.
That's very true. All right, well.
But we both chose it.
Like, okay, you tell me why, because I wanted to say yes, like, because I've done, like, I've walked. Like, I've walked around the place.
Yeah.
Like, and then once I'd done it, I was like, I don't need to do that again.
Yeah, okay, well, I can see that point.
I completed it, mate.
No, because I don't mind doing a bit of bushwalk, go around and see the sights.
Right.
Like,
okay.
I'm not a camping person, but...
You don't stay.
No, I look and then leave.
You're all about keep moving.
But no, I don't mind it. You know, you get out, fresh air, fitness, all that kind of good stuff that people say is good.
Have you got the shoes?
Well, I mean, I've got shoes.
So you know, but sneakers, or you're wearing some proper footwear, right?
I've got cheap sneakers.
Right. So you're picking the flats, are you?
No, I don't have one of those big hiking backpacks or like the stick.
Yeah.
Which I kind of want one, stick.
Yeah. And then what about the one where like the Huckleberry Finn vibes, where you can get the little stick in the over your back with a little sack on the stick?
The what?
There's a little sack that they put all your things in and then
tie
it to the back of the stick and then carry it around.
Oh, you're talking about stick over the shoulder. Yeah, no, I mean, do you see those people with like the stick as they're walking?
That's the one, yeah. Keep the weight
just
on.
Kind of.
Yeah, they're poles. My dad's big into the hiking.
Yeah.
He has like the official kind of full-on hiking. Yeah, he's done Kokoda. I wouldn't go. But
how much are those hiking poles? Because I mean, I'm not going to do Kokoda. But
my dad will probably swing you a deal.
I just want to like wander around the supermarket with them, just to kind of feel important.
Through the frozen.
Oh, it's tough to get to the frozen peas.
To dress like Douglas Mawson. Going through the frozen section.
Where are you going? Oh, I'm just going to go get some ice cream. Oh, you're dressed in a T-shirt. Madness.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.